Okay, so here's the real question. What do you do in the summer when it's hot and you need to record a podcast and you don't have central air? But honestly, even central air can be loud when it turns on. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, what's happening right now is I'm sitting in my room slash studio slash room slash bedroom slash office. And I have the windows closed because I live on a highway on the ramp to the George Washington Bridge in Manhattan, New York. And I don't have a fan on because it's hot. I mean, because it's loud and it's hot. Does that make sense to you? I think that the only way to podcast in the summer, unless you have central air, which I guess people do, is to be really hot. So that's what's happening right now. But today, I am sharing a success story, and it happens to be somebody who has done a lot of my programs, and she's amazing. I just stopped the recording because I needed to check whether she wrote back to me. I asked her whether I could use her full name or just her first name. So just assuming, just to be safe, her name is Karen. She's amazing. If you've done any of my programs, you know her. And if you haven't, you can join Fucketeer Academy and join her and join me. So let me do my little musical intro for no reason. That's what makes it feel like a real podcast, right? Yeah. All right, so again, welcome to the Fuck It Diet Radio. I'm your host, Caroline Dooner. I am the creator of the Fuck It Diet, and I am excited to share this interview with you today. And, I think it's nice to share stories from people who are like kind of in the middle of applying the Fuck It Diet and who have had success, because that's what we want to hear, right? We want to hear that it actually works and that there's actually a light at the end of the tunnel. So before I share the interview, I'm going to do my little podcast housekeeping, and that is that we are on iTunes. And by we, I guess I just mean me, but also you guys, because like you're part of this, the people who are listening. We're on iTunes, the Fuck It Diet Radio. Subscribe there, listen to it on your phone. And rate and review it if you can, because it really helps other people find it, which is what we want. We want other people to find it. And also, if you want to help me and support this podcast so I can do it weekly, please consider supporting the podcast on Patreon, where you can support with as little as $1 a month. And of course, you can go as high as you want to, but it really does help. And right now I'm at 178 a month supporting the podcast, which is nice. It's going to cover hosting, which is great. But if we can get a little more, then I can podcast more often, which would be really great. So there's that. It's Patreon, patreon.com/Caroline Dooner, and you can find out more there. And thank you to all of the current Patreon subscribers. You guys are awesome. The other thing is that I, in this interview, okay, with Karen, she talks about some programs that she is doing that don't exist in the same way that they did before. So she talks about the 6-month program, which is now morphing into Fucketeer Academy, which is monthly and it's very affordable. And we're focusing on limiting beliefs and energy work in there. So when she also mentions tapping, EFT or tapping, that is an energy work that I used to teach. That's like pretty common knowledge. You can search for EFT, psychologists use it. It's like evidence-based for trauma. It really is effective, even though it is based on acupressure, but it really works. But I actually, even though EFT is great, I don't do that anymore. I do. I mean, I still do. I'm not like against EFT, but I've trained in a different kind of energy work that is a little bit faster. in my personal opinion and experience. And that is what we do in Fucketeer Academy. And if you want to try it out, it's monthly and you can join and quit whenever you want. And the first month is $35 and it's $45 per month after that. So if you'd like to join us before July 1st, that's when I do the test, like the energy testing for you guys for limiting beliefs. And you can read all about it at the site, thefuckadiet.com/fucketeer. And yes, so it's a new batch of content essentially every month. So if you join now, you'll get this month's content, and then when July rolls around, you'll get July's content, but you'll also be included in the energy work and the energy testing for July. So even though that sounds super foreign, I'm sure, to people who don't understand what that means, you can read about it and learn more about what the hell I'm talking about at my site. Also, I do group energy work that is meant to be helpful for all of the mental restriction, all of the like emotional and mental blocks, I would call them, that make it really hard to trust your body and like your body and eat normally. And I've started doing group energy work and it's really awesome. And the next session is June 25th, which is a Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And it's all online. It's a live Zoom call. And when you buy, I send instructions. It's all extremely simple, but it's really awesome. And it's an affordable way to experience energy work. Okay, so besides that, I don't feel like I have any dramatic stories about my life to tell you right now, so I'm gonna get right into the interview. So I'm talking to Karen right now, who I have worked with a lot. She did the 6-month program and is currently doing the Become Your Own Damn Guru intuition class, which is super, super, super fun. But Karen is going to talk to us a little bit about her journey. So hello, Karen.
Hello.
Can you talk to us a little bit about how your relationship to food and body used to be before the fucking diet?
Sure. So, oh, by the way, hello world. So I don't remember a time when I wasn't on a diet. I remember as a young kid, I was always, you know, I was led to believe that I should be restricting. Like, I don't remember a time where I did not think I should be eating less. I always thought I should be eating less. And I don't remember a time also where I wasn't binging.
Right.
Even as a young girl.
And I was the same way as a child.
Mm-hmm. And I was chubby. And I know, you know, in conversations with my mom, she said she just thought that if you were overweight, you weren't happy. So, you know, she had good intentions. So as a kid, I was always either, you know, restricting eating really small portions of, you know, regular food, but then completely binging on sweets and feeling like there was just, you know, something absolutely intrinsically wrong with me because I was eating this way and always feeling like I was such a failure because even though I was dieting, I mostly wasn't losing weight, but every once in a while, you know, I could stick to a diet for a couple of months and I would lose weight, but I would always gain it right back. And that went on for like 40 years,
right.
Just feeling like there was something completely wrong with me because, you know, I would see other people sticking to diets and other people were thin and I just could not.
Right.
And, you know, it just consumed my thinking, either, you know, planning my next diet and, you know, what I was going to eat, what I was not going to eat, how I was going to get through certain situations without eating. And then it would be, okay, well, what can I sneak? What can I eat and how can I eat it so people won't clue in that, you know, I'm really binging,
right,
even though it might be right in front of them. Like, how can I try to make this seem as normal as possible?
Right.
And then it would be, you know, oh God, you know, I hate myself. I can't, you know, everybody else can do this and I can't do this. What's wrong with me? Just over and over. Until really when I started working with you, and that was 8 months ago. And I have not, I would say that I've not binged in the 8 months. You know, once I started allowing myself to eat food, and really, you know, in retrospect, I was under eating so much.
I know.
I just did not realize, you know, I completely did not realize that. But once I started eating more and just allowing myself to eat whatever I wanted, things got much better for me quickly. And I did have to not try to use hunger for me, because I would just, you know, had to do it so perfectly. You know, I remember right. like trying to decide, should I eat? Oh my goodness. Is my body telling me I need 4 cheese curls or 5?
I know.
And like, I just was persecuting myself with trying to figure that out. But so at first I had to let go of trying to do anything with hunger. If I wanted to eat, I would eat. Once I got sick of eating, I would stop eating.
Yeah. And you had tried intuitive eating before the fuck it
yes.
diet? Yeah,
yes.
yeah. That's when I yeah. went crazy. Well, I was mm-hmm. crazy all along, but that's the time when I was like, I can't tell whether I should take one more bite or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I
yes.
truly worried yes. about that.
And, you know, I just had to do it perfectly, because if I was perfect at it, then, you know, magically there would be no unhappiness in my life, and no pain, or nothing. It was the same thing. If I was thin, when I get thin, life will be perfect.
Right.
And now I look back and I'm like, oh my goodness, that's not the way it works at all, but that's how I thought it worked for a long, long time.
I know. And I think so many people can really, really relate to you right now mm-hmm. who are listening. It's like, we feel so alone experiencing this, mm-hmm. and then we realize, oh, this is just the way our body actually reacts, our body and brain reacts under restriction. It's so liberating to know that we're not broken, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And one of the most helpful things for me with your program is realizing it was not just me, because I was so ashamed. I was so ashamed of the way I ate, and, you know, I could not stick to a freaking diet for anything. And, you know, I was just so ashamed of binging, and I hid it. But once I got in your program, I realized, oh, it's not me. You know, there are everybody in the program has just about the same thoughts. I mean,
yeah.
we have small differences, but we're all so very similar. And that was very helpful to me. And I just felt like I could be authentic with the people in the program, and I didn't need to hide what I was
right.
thinking. I didn't need to feel ashamed of it, because it wasn't really my fault. It's just how our bodies work. If you
yeah.
don't feed them enough, you'll be obsessed with food.
I think that's really, I agree that that's super liberating, when I realized that it wasn't because I was this food addict that needed to like find the cure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess what I think it's helpful for people to hear kind of like the big moments for you. But I guess a question for you is, how and when did you find the fuck it diet, and what was different about that that helped you get to where you are now?
Okay. As in, like, how did I hear about?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Cause what I think is helpful is for people to know what the helpful mind changes were. And so sometimes, like, when someone found the site and read something specific,
uh-huh.
that was a trigger for them to know that they needed, or they wanted to change the way they looked at food.
Goodness. Well, that is a good question. I know, I think I was, you know, I was so miserable with dieting, and I came across the Fuck It Diet through, one of Summer Inanen's podcasts.
Mm.
And I also, I'm pretty sure through Matt Stone, I was reading some of his work, and he was kind of cluing me into the fact that, no, I need to eat more.
Yeah.
I need to really eat more to heal my metabolism. And so that's how I got drawn into your program. And I remember starting I signed up, it was 2 weeks before it was going to start, but I thought, oh my God, I cannot wait to I can't wait these 2 weeks to get the information. I need to get it right now. Otherwise, I know I'm just going to go to some other, like, diet program.
Yeah.
And once that started, and I could tell that the other people in the program, some of them who were, you know, posted a lot, were pretty committed, I think, to just eating, you know, what they wanted. And that sort of gave me, I guess, the courage and freedom to think, oh, yes, I can do this. I know one of your lessons on the, the stakes are low on so many things, on most everything, even things that I would think would be horrible. Like you gave an example, I think, of losing your job. I'm like, oh, my God, how can the stakes possibly be low? But really, good things do come from that. So
No, I'm disagreeing with you that of course that seems like one of the worst things that could happen. But the other perspective is like, hey, we're all freaking out over every little and big thing. Mm-hmm. When if we could just kind of roll with the punches and realize like, it's not that deep. Like, it's okay. Yeah. Something else will come. It always does.
Yes. And, writing the morning pages really, really has helped me. And I know kind of one of my things is, like, I don't feel like I got a lot of, I guess, guidance growing up. Mm-hmm. So I would then write to myself, like, okay, what do I wish I would have learned when I was young? Mm-hmm. And one of the things was that pain is part of life. Pain and discomfort are part of life. And, you know, you just sit with them for a little while, and it might feel intense for a while, but then it'll go away and it'll feel better. Like, one of the big reasons why I wanted to diet and have a perfect body is because I had this expectation that if I were thin, there would be no pain or no discomfort in my life.
Yeah.
And I just was not taught otherwise. So doing morning pages and figuring out kind of where my thoughts, where my thinking was wrong, and changing, you know, my beliefs about my body and food and weight. And I'm still working on that.
Sure. It's a process. It's such a process. I want to explain too for people listening who don't know what morning pages are. I actually talk plenty about the Artist's Way on this podcast already, but it's one of the exercises from the Artist's Way, which is a book by Julia Cameron. And it's three stream of consciousness pages every morning. And it's sort of like a meditation on the page, and it's a way to dump all the things in your brain and really see them. And it's something that I do myself. It's something that helped me so much when I was doing my own version of the Fuck It Diet. And it's something that I encourage all of the people in my programs to do as well. So that is what Karen is referring to. And it really is so clarifying and enlightening. Like you learn so much about the way your brain works, you know?
And also tapping or EFT.
Yes,
that is helpful for me also. So I'm, you know, recently have been reading your book, and I, you know, even just in the last few days, I can see that it's helped. It's a process, but changing my beliefs about my body. Like, I still think that, you know, I can't be happy unless I'm thin, which I know on one hand is ridiculous, but it's still one of my beliefs. And that I can see is an area that I'm working on. You know, my intention is to accept my body no matter what it looks like.
Right.
So yeah, I think that's definitely the next big thing that I'm working on.
Yeah. And, you know, you've seen it shift so much. I feel like this is a testimonial for the program, but, and the program is changing too. So just so everyone knows, the program that Karen did and is doing right now, they're shifting a little bit. They'll still exist, but they'll be in different forms, but that is neither here nor there. The point is, like, what we're talking about with the Fuck It Diet and all of the things that I recommend, I forget what I was going to say. That's what we're talking about. But yeah, it is such a process. You tackle one thing and you've come so far, and there's been so much. Well, I guess, you know what? We didn't even talk about one of the things I wanted to talk about, which is, so we heard where you were. We heard sort of the things that help you. But what is your relationship to food and body now? And how is it different? Or are there things that you were able to do or think that you never thought that you would be able to do before?
So mostly now I don't have any sort of fear or guilt or worry with food. I just eat what I want. I just eat what I want. And I stop kind of, I guess, when I'm sick of eating. But so, I mean, my weight seems to have stabilized. Mm-hmm. But I'm just so much happier. Like, I've got all this mental space now that, oh my God, I was just constantly thinking about food and dieting and or hating myself or whatever. And now I really have so little of that. You know, I wouldn't say that I have no thoughts like that, but, mm-hmm. Just, I'm so much happier. I have to believe I'm more fun to be around too, more fun to, go out with, you know. And I would not go out because, you know, God, what if I couldn't control what, you know, I can't control necessarily the food that's going to be there. And then what if I start eating? Because if I eat one bite that I'm not supposed to, then I know that I might as well binge. So okay. I just, you know, I'm a lot more relaxed about things, and just sort of go with the flow, I guess. I'm just so much happier. And, you know, I did gain weight. I think it's pretty common. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. I went up two sizes, and I wish I were smaller, but even if I stay this size, life is so much better for me. Mm. And, you know, I hated my body when I started, and I'm smaller. I'm much more accepting of my body now, and I'm just so much happier.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Yeah, well, I only know you, you know, on the other side, and you are plenty fun to be around. I have no idea what you were like before, but you are fun to be around now.
I have, you know, lightness or a sense of playfulness that I really think was in me when I was a little girl, but she's been, you know, not visible for 40 years. So I am silly and kind of goofy.
And that's
fun.
And that's relatively like a new thing.
Oh, completely.
For you as an adult.
Yes.
That's
completely
amazing.
A new
that's
thing.
So crazy.
Yes.
That's really
completely
amazing.
New thing. And even when I in the past might have kind of silly funny thoughts in my head, like I was so reserved and like, oh my goodness, I would not say, you know, funny comment out loud because it might draw attention to me, and oh my goodness, I'm not a size 2, so I do not want people looking at me, but
yeah.
Now I don't really care.
That's amazing, Karen. That is so exciting. I've had a grin on my face this entire conversation.
Oh, well, that's good. Me too.
Thank you so much for sharing
You're
this
welcome.
With my listeners, and thank you so much for working with me, because you are such a joyful part of what I get to do. Thank you.
I mean, I'm glad you feel that way. It's been fantastic for me. Like, seriously, one of the best things that I have ever done for myself in my whole life. I really can't think of anything else. Maybe marrying my husband.
Oh, my God.
It's been just, I guess, an incredible thing to go through.
I thought it was recording over something, but it's not. I hope you enjoyed that interview. I also hope that if you want to join me and you want to join Karen in Fucketeer Academy, you will do that. It's super affordable. You don't have to like it. You can leave, but you just might love it. And it's pretty simple. You know, I'm really... It's not a lot of content to consume. It's more about looking at what's going on in your brain, and it's giving you pretty simple instructions on how to do that. So anyway, that's at thefuckitdiet.com/fucketeer. And also, we mentioned the Become Your Own Damn Guru Intuition Masterclass that Karen was in. That is something I'm going to be running again. I'm going to be running it in September and October. It's going to be a 2-month program. about intuition, and it's going to be like general intuition, sort of like from the energy side. And also it's going to talk about food intuition as well. So that's something you can look out for in August, because that's when the signups will be for that program. But other than that, I hope that you find us on iTunes and find us on, I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's really hot in here, guys. And I think that's becoming my excuse for why today I can't get my brain wrapped around anything. What else do I want to say? I feel like there was some sort of story I wanted to tell, but it's all lost on me now. It's all lost on me now. Is there anything else I want to point you towards? I don't know. All right, here's a song. That's what I'm going to do. This is a song that I wrote. This is a song that I wrote like months into when I cut out coffee. That's actually not true. I cut out caffeinated coffee last year in July. And I was off of it for about 6 months. And they were sort of the worst 6 months of my life. That's actually not true. They were not the worst 6 months of my life. That is an exaggeration. It wasn't that bad. But it actually was pretty bad. I was really tired. And I was really unmotivated. And I just wasn't, like, it sucked. But I did get used to it. Like, after a couple months, I got used to it, but it really took that long. And then once I was, like, over, like, once I actually felt normal again, I added it back in, which I don't know why, and it doesn't really matter. I was doing an experiment. I thought that it would, like, help my hormones, but I don't really think it did, honestly. And I don't know. I mean, maybe I should give up coffee again, but I don't really care. And I added it back in, and my life is good and fine. So this is a song that I wrote while I had given up caffeine. Okay. I gave up coffee and now. I gave up coffee and now. I should die. What is the point of it all? Once you've sucked all the joy from your life. No. Fuck. Okay, I'm gonna start again, but maybe I'll edit out the parts that I messed up. I gave up coffee and now I should die. What is the point of it all? Once you've sucked all the joy from your life. Damn it, I really am messing it up. Here's the other thing. My one-woman show that I wrote 2 years ago that I, like, had a residency to do last year, to write and work on last year, and that I pretty much have only done one time since then, is being produced in Philadelphia on July 14th. Produced, and so I have to do it, and this is a great honor, and I'm really excited, but I'm also panicking because I haven't really been working on it or working on any of the songs that are in it that I wrote. So this is just an example of how much I need to work on it. So I think I'm gonna not edit it and just try it again. I gave up coffee and now I should die. What is the point of it all? Once you've sucked all the joy from your life. I gave up coffee for me. What a joke. 'Cause what is the point of your health? If your brain and your heart are both broken. I could have conjugated that before. Now, simple tasks are impossible, and you are boring, and I am boring too. But no one's as boring. without caffeine. Don't have any qualities left to redeem me. I gave up coffee last month. It's still bad. I keep on messing that part up. I gave up coffee last month. It's still bad. I can't get out of my bed, and my meanness has gotten real. You're annoying. I don't know what to do. I know I'm annoying you too, and I am mean. I don't have any qualities left to redeem me without caffeine. I gave up coffee and now I should die. Nobody wants me around. Now I'm mean and I'm boring and you're annoying. I know I'm annoying too. I do not know what I should do. Fuck. I should add back in coffee for you. I just realized, like, right at the end, I didn't even tune this. Sounds terrible. You know, 1 week. That's too high now. 1 week I should actually try to do a good job on a song. But, you know, let's see if I can raise more money on Patreon, and then I will actually do a good job on a song. But until then, it's all crap. Thank you for listening, guys. I have a lot to work on. Sorry that I just played on an untuned ukulele for anybody who has perfect pitch. That probably was really painful. But, you know, that song is partially true. I did give up coffee. I did become mean. But I didn't add it back in for anybody. I just added it back in for myself. But the you part just rhymed. So it's partially a lie. But I hope you forgive me. And I'll see you next time on the Fuck It Diet Radio. I'm interviewing some really fun people coming up. I'm interviewing Isabel Fox and Duke. I'm interviewing Linda Bacon, the author of Health at Every Size. What? Are you kidding me? I know. How did this happen? I don't know. Why would they be on such a weird podcast? I don't know. But they are, and it's going to be awesome. So I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you for listening. Spread the word, rate, review, support us on Patreon, me and my ukulele, and support the movement. That's really what I'm saying, I guess. And I'll see you later.